the after effects of SPF misalignments that you should know about. The article explains the critical role of Sender Policy Framework, SPF, in protecting a domain from email spoofing and phishing attacks. SPF allows receiving mail servers to verify whether an incoming email originates from an authorized source, ensuring that only approved servers can send messages on behalf of a domain. By authenticating senders, SPF prevents attackers from using a company's domain to distribute fraudulent emails that could harm customers or damage brand credibility. SPF serves three main purposes: restricting unauthorized senders. It ensures only listed servers in the SPF record can send emails, blocking others automatically. Preventing phishing attacks. It safeguards customers by stopping fake emails before they reach inboxes. Enhancing deliverability. Correct SPF configuration improves sender reputation, ensuring legitimate emails avoid spam filters. When SPF is misconfigured, it can cause significant problems. Legitimate emails might fail authentication if genuine sources like CRM or marketing tools are missing from the SPF record, resulting in messages being marked as spam or rejected. At the same time, poorly configured records can leave loopholes for attackers, allowing spoofed emails to bypass filters and reach customers. Such incidents harm a domain's reputation, leading to reduced trust and poor email deliverability rates over time. While SPF configuration may appear straightforward, it involves technical nuances like including all authorized senders, adhering to DNS lookup limits, and avoiding syntax errors. Even minor mistakes like typos or missing entries can break the system. Therefore, SPF setup requires precision and expertise to ensure email security functions effectively. The article concludes by emphasizing the importance of careful implementation or seeking professional assistance to avoid costly email authentication failures.